episode 624. And the good news is...
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet lady. Welcome to your incredible day, a day full of reflection and sweet spirit Sunday. And it is a time just truly to begin to kind of reset ourselves, give ourselves a breather. We are so heavy, involved in so many different things. I have caught myself coming and going this week. I've been tired. I have been excited. I've been, you know, crying at times. I've been just ups and downs and all around, and the emotions of life can get you sometimes. They can eat at your heart, or they can add to your soul. What do you want today? Do you want something missing? Do you want to be running on empty? Are you ready to refuel? Refuel for your extraordinary week around the corner, because this is your time. This is your chance. Now, before we dive in, I want to invite you to something very special and very unique. We have a 5-day free challenge, Ready, Set, Aim. You want to go sign up for it. You need this. I did not do this because I had time on my hands. This is something, a strategy, a framework that I have put together that I use every single day. It's my cement to the foundation of building the lifestyle that I want within my mind, body, and spirit. It's truly a part of the Trinity lifestyle. And when you can begin to wrap around these specific actions that you can take, you're going to know how to take action, ignite change, and stay motivated. And your life will begin to run a little bit smoother. So go ahead and click on the link in the show notes and sign up. I want to see you there. It costs you nothing. And if you don't have time during the scheduled live Facebook chats, yeah, because I'm going to be there live. That means you get to talk to me. You can also leave questions afterwards, but it's all going to be followed up with emails. So you're going to get this for 5 days. We start Monday, which is tomorrow. So click on the link, get registered, share it with your friends. I want you there. It is going to be extraordinary. It's going to be exciting. I am nervous and anxious and thrilled all at the same time, which means what? We are all going to be on fire, and that's where our lives should be. We should feel ignited to live out our purpose and our passion and where we're headed. So I want to help you in that. So come on in and let's do this together, because it's always better together. All right? Fabulous. I can't wait to see you there. So let's jump into sweet spirit time, just our reflection time, and really begin to bring it down a little bit. This one's called And the Good News Is. And it was one that I went back and forth going, oh, how do I want to use this? And part of it is written because it comes from me directly, meaning of what I'm dealing with, what I was going through when I wrote this. And I just really want to share it with you and see if it strikes a chord. Because sometimes I think we all need a little good news in our life. Wouldn't it be great to have every news report begin with, and the good news is? However, today it seems like the world is more attracted to those who hurt others, the destruction of families, and the everlasting fight to be right and famous. What if I told you that every one of your days is filled with, and the good news is? Would you want to know? Really, would you want to know? Well, today, let's listen in on your simulcast. Good day. Welcome to your extraordinary life. I hope you're ready for a splendid day. And the good news is you're the light of the world. Now, if you heard that every morning, how would you feel? What would be your first action you would take? Not counting the simple things in life like going to the bathroom, drinking your cup of coffee, and brushing your teeth. You don't give yourself enough attention to understand the impact you have on the world around you. Yes, you. You aren't only taking care of the family, but you have great influence over those in your circle of friends, at work, at church, at school, and don't forget your online presence too. You know, all your Facebook feeds and all your Facebook friends, because you know those Facebook friends aren't ones that you see every single day, are they? So you can't forget about them. So when you begin to question what you are supposed to be doing, when you get too tired not to go on, when you lose patience with technology and running for the hills seems the easiest option, when you feel like you're the worst wife or mom ever, stop. Breathe and speak this. And the good news is, I am the light of the world. With every step you take, you are God's beacon of light. And He desires to shine brightly through you in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't give up on you because God never quits on you. Keep your head held high. Rest in His arms. And the good news is, you are His light. Matthew 5:14 says this, "You are the light of the world, and a city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Don't run. Don't hide. Let Him use you in your messes, shining the light of hope. Let Him use you in your blessings, reminding those of His unconditional love. Let Him work through you to show His grace. You are His light, so go shine bright. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.